Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Show. I'm your host, Jason Crowder, and our guest today is Blake Beavis, a member of the Mississippi State baseball team. He's played first base. He's played in the outfield. We'll get to all that in just a moment. He's out of the state of Tennessee. And as of late, Blake, you have been on a tear at the plate. What has been your approach at the plate that has allowed your success?
Just really being pretty simple. Just trying to see the ball, see something up in the zone, and put a good swing on it. Obviously, situations dictate more specific things, and what the pitcher does dictates more specific things. But in general, just trying to be loose up there, see the ball up, and drive the ball.
You're a senior transfer from Ball State. I know you're from the state of Tennessee, so you know a lot about Starkville and Mississippi State already, I'm sure. But what was it about Mississippi State baseball that sold you to come play your final season here in Starkville?
Yeah, well, first of all, you walk in the stadium and you're wowed right away. You obviously want to play in this environment with this fan base as soon as you walk in here. And then just the coaching staff, what they're preaching. I loved all the coaches that I met down here, and I felt like it was a good match what they were, how they coached, and then what I wanted to be as a player. So it was a good match.
Blake, how did you come to faith in Christ?
I would say it originated with just how I grew up. I grew up in a faith-based family. Always went to church on Sundays when we could, with baseball obviously being a struggle to balance that. But I think over the years I've been in college, it's grown immensely. I'd say going into my summer of my sophomore year was my biggest leap in faith. I was a part of a faith-based baseball team, summer team, called Kingsman Baseball. We just did a bunch of Bible studies. We took a trip to Alaska. Then we took a trip to the DR, which was really the one that hit home. We did a bunch of stuff down there. We went to orphanages. We went to villages, delivered packages to families, and it was just really just an eye-opening experience. And that whole summer with that group of men was really big with me and my faith. So since then, and since really my whole life, but that moment in particular was really like my first moment to be independent with my faith, I guess, a little bit more, and it grew me a bunch.
Now, you mentioned just a moment ago, being in baseball, it's hard to be in church every Sunday. So FCA, which meets on Monday nights, that may be difficult to make every time as well. But how important has FCA been to your faith and your growth in Christ since you've been here on campus?
Yeah, it's been really cool. I did it at Ball State as well. It was a little different there, but here it feels more like a church service with the group, and I love doing it. I did it more in the fall. Haven't been able to as much in the spring, unfortunately, but I think it's great always to just get a group of athletes together that are battling through the same sorts of things and just be able to talk openly about our faith and what we might be feeling, what we might be thinking, and just a bunch of like-minded people getting a chance to share what they're feeling. I think something about that just really grows your faith when you're with that group.
There's a lot of solid believers on this baseball team. How important is it to have these other believers on the team to sharpen you in your faith?
Yeah, it's good. It's always great to have people that like will hold you accountable for the good and for the bad. Really, everyone here is a pretty strong believer in Christ, which is great. It's not always like that, but our team's pretty special in that sense, and it's always great to have as many believers as you can, and we've got a pretty special group here.
Blake Beavis on your radio dial as he's talking about his faith in Christ. He's a baseball player here at Mississippi State. I do want to ask you about your talent and how you can use it for Christ. So how do you use baseball to glorify God?
This was something that I learned more with the Kingsmen. One of like the staples that we did is just to like live Christ-like. I think it's pretty evident the people that are believers, like how they carry themselves, how they lead, how they portray themselves. I mean, I learned in the DR, like, you can't, I mean, they were some of the happiest people I've ever met down there, and they really did not have a whole lot to be happy about. So if I can't be happy playing the game that I love here in front of this incredible fan base, I don't know what I'm doing. So every single day I take that with me. I go out there, just enjoy the day, always just try to have a smile on my face, and then leading too. That was something I did more so at Ball State, just being more of like a vocal leader. I was in charge of doing some team Bible studies there. That really started after I got back from the Kingsman. I like led a bunch of Bible studies within the groups, and just doing as much as I can, and then always carrying myself the right way, I feel like, on and off the field is very important.
I want to go back to baseball now. With your play at the plate recently, the coaches have to find a place for you on the field. We've kind of seen that this past week with the different positions you've played. You've been at first, you've played left field. Do you have a position preference out on the field, or just as long as you're in the field?
Just want to hit. But, I don't really care. Really, last year was my first year ever playing outfield. Growing up, I always pitched and then would play first base secondarily, but always really just a hitter that would pitch in high school. That was like my main gig. I would start our first game, and then I would play first the rest of the days, but always be in the lineup. So I really enjoyed outfield in my first year there last year. So whenever I get to go out there like I did the other night, it was a lot of fun. Like, I enjoy outfield. First base is probably more comfortable because I've played a little bit more there, but I love any spot and always love to hit.
Final question, has SEC play lived up to your expectations?
Oh, it's unreal. It's unbelievable. Just the atmospheres where you get to go. I mean, it's just a different level of baseball. You walk away like just like amazed at like the places that you play, the venues that you play, and just like the talent that's on the field. And that's really what I signed up for. I knew I wanted to get into this and to have aspirations to play at the next level. This is really what's going to prepare you, is playing against guys that really could probably be in minor league organizations right now. So I've been really blessed to be a part of it, and can't wait to see what the rest of the season holds.
Blake, God bless you. Thank you for joining us here on the Fellowship of Christian Athletes Show. This is Blake Beavis. He's a senior on the Mississippi State baseball team, our guest this week on the FCA Show. I'm your host, Jason Crowder.